Calvin says in the last section of his article here, says, Firebush seems to be the favorite nectar source this time of the year. It has small orange-red blooms and prospers in full sun. Now, why would they split prospers, P-R-O-S, Dale, and then P-E-R. I'm thinking that looks. I'm seeing that ours, in my mind is saying peppers. You know, quit it.
Ours is not the question editors. You know, all these years, Jerry.
Well,
know.
I do. Now that I'm not right.
Yeah.
In the full sun, the toughest hummingbird in every group take possession of the firebush. You mean one can run them off of the whole firebush?
Yeah. The rufous hummingbird, and the reason you notice that is because rufous hummingbirds don't come in large numbers, and they, at least in my yard and others too, verified that they will take possession of the firebush or whatever the favorite plant is or the favorite.
Okay, well, you talk to that nice lady, and I'm gonna tell these people about.
I always get nervous when I'm not
listening.
Yeah, I'm not.
But anyway, you know,
she wanted to talk to you.
We're talking about firebush, and I told you that everybody 99.9% of the people in Texas love it,
mm-hmm.
especially in this area. Because it's a perennial, come back every year, cut it to the ground, prune it with your foot, and all that kind of stuff. Okay, but I don't know if you remember me telling you, but there was one time a guy wrote to me and said I should be ashamed for introducing firebush to the market because it is the vector or the carrier of the hummingbird beak mite.
Yeah,
you remember that?
I do remember that.
And y'all probably thought I was making that up, and I probably thought this guy was on some hallucinogen. This last week, Greg Grant, I think Greg's trying to stay out of the heat, so he's in searching the internet. Now he's got fast speed internet connection. And it's written by How Do Firebush Flower Mites? They've actually named them, kind of like the Parsons drought, after the firebush flower mite traveled. How do the firebush flower mites travel? And he writes, said, the flowers of the firebush, Shimelia patens, are reddish-orange, small, and tubular. If pollinated, they are followed by a many-seeded berry, which ripens black. Now, that's wrong. The one that we have here, and Greg and I were talking about it the other day, it must be an interspecific cross, because it produces black berries, but they're always seedless. They never have seed in them. Now, the one he brought back from Belize do have seed.
Yeah.
They have blackberries and seed.
The ones that have formed on my plants, the birds really like them. I don't know if they have seeds
in
them.
They don't have seed.
Yeah.
The flowers are transistent things opening around the middle of the night and wilting by midday. I never realized they did that.
I haven't noticed that either.
Maybe he's talking about a general species. Each flower has about 12 hours in which to shed and receive pollen for reproduction. The flower is dependent upon a pollinator to aid in the short cycle. The flowers produce nectar to attract bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds. Right. In Costa Rica, these pollinators are not the only creatures that desire the nectar. Anyway, a flower mite, and he gives the name, which is 8 feet long, lives on and consumes the resources, nectar, and pollen of firebush flowers. During the dark hours after midnight, the tiny mites, those little, they're mighty small, Milton, they're tiny. About a half a millimeter long, consume as much as 50% of the pollen.
Woof.
Little devils. Before dawn, the flowers begin producing nectar. Didn't know that. Mites, bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds become competitors for the sugary liquid. Mid-morning, the flowers stop producing nectar. The bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds can fly to other flowers. But the mites are stuck with quickly dwindling resources. You got to feel sorry for the mites.
Those little itty. Well, if they
hadn't eaten, they're mighty small.
They hadn't eaten 50% of all the pollen.
The mites either have to find another flower close by or look for transportation. One of the fastest modes is the rufous-tailed hummingbird, and Amazilia Truscadia.
Yeah, that's down there in Central America. That's
Oh, you mean ours are not Amazilias?
No, I don't think. So. Ours is just the Rufus hummingbird.
It says Rufus tail.
Yeah,
that's different, huh?
Well, as far as I know, I'm not familiar with the Rufus tail.
One of the fastest modes is the Rufus tail hummingbirds, and the mites have only a few seconds.
To jump on, man. It's like the subway in Tokyo.
I bet it's like a roller coaster. One or two will race up the bill of the feeding hummingbird into the nostrils.
Ew.
The mites ride until the hummingbird visits another firebush flower, and again, they only have seconds to disembark.
Now, what happens
like
if they run?
Subway.
Yeah, they run into the two other mites coming up. I mean, then there's this collision.
The mites leave the nares. That's what the nostrils are, and race down the bill to the flower, Milton. Can you imagine? This is just like
they meet the other ones coming up.
I know.
Hey, how you doing, Fred?
Firebush flowers do not produce a scent that humans can detect. Hummingbirds, though, are thought to have an even poorer sense of smell, but the mites know whether transportation has reached the right flower. They know when they're transferred. Inside the nostrils, the mites are inundated with air moving into and out of the hummer's lungs, and they may detect an aroma that neither humans nor hummingbirds can. So, in other words, they're saying they can smell the hummingbirds.
Well, how are these mites harmful to the hummingbirds?
Well, they make them itch. So sometimes they just decide to stay on there.
Well, you ever seen a hummingbird with a Kleenex or a handkerchief, too? You can't hardly blow their
noses. They're real little, and their feet remove as fast as their wings. So you have to get it on a slow-motion camera.
Well, I think the main threat is competition for the
nectar. We need a video cam so they can see me imitating.
I just wonder, what is this? Is this an article of somebody's research?
Well, I'm going to put this on. Yeah, it's, let's say.
Well, so what happens? They spread the mites. Okay, I get that. And the more mites...
More mites and there's the less pollen and the.
Okay, so they don't kill the hummingbirds through.
No.
Through their riding on them, they kill them by doing.
And I don't think they made a real clear picture that there's direct competition there.
Okay, Calvin, since you are a scientist of sorts, compiled from mites and birds, diversity, parasitism, and coevolution. By H. Proctor and I. Owens, the publication is Tree, Volume 15, November 9, September 2000. And then there's one called Stowaways on the Hummingbird Express by R.K. Colwell.
It'll be a public TV special on the mites.
Natural History, 1985.
It's good.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it stars Bruce Willis as the mite. As a stowaway, it's good. It's
and
good.
The impact of nectar limitation in the shrub, Himalaya patterns, territorial behavior in the rufous-tailed hummingbird. Now, there's an old boy that's narrowed it down, honey.
What?
There's an old boy that's narrowed it down. M.B. Neiman. Tropical rainforest ecology. That's probably because
what is Greg giving sites? Is he citing his sources?
No, he just copied this on from the Carleton College, Minnesota. What do you think of that?
The Trinity of Minnesota.
Have you ever heard of
Carleton
a tropical
College.
Rainfall ecology printed from? You know where Carleton College?
Oh gosh, yeah, Northfield.
There you go. Did you hear the name of the publication? The name of the topic. The impact of nectar limitations in the shrub Himalaya patterns, which is firebush, territorial behavior in the rufous-tailed hummingbird.
There was somebody just wanted to spend some time in Costa Rica there.
But
yeah,
but
some researcher.
Yeah, if you've been living in Minnesota, you want to get the hell out of there.
I've got my research project picked for next winter.
Yeah, it starts in November and ends about, May, March?
Yeah.
And I'm going to put that on the internet because y'all thought I was making that up about the mites on that beak. I know you were.